Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Tyler Foggett has a wide range of interests. Recently, she wrote about Jay Sekulow, one of the Trump lawyers in the impeachment trial, who also happens to play drums in a classic rock band, if you like that sort of thing. And Tyler knows all kinds of weird stuff, and she's always got interesting things to recommend. Tyler, welcome. Please surprise me.
So I recently saw this movie called Cure. It came out in 1997. It's this Japanese horror film directed by Kiyoshi Kurosawa. And the reason why I went to go see it is because I saw Bong Joon-ho's Parasite, and I really liked it. And I read an article where Bong was talking about how Cure was his all-time favorite film.
So it's by the other Kurosawa, right? I mean,
yes.
Akira Kurosawa is the classic filmmaker from Japan who we all know. This is the other guy.
Exactly, yeah. This one is about, I think he was born like 50 years later.
Yeah.
So the movie is basically about a string of like, seemingly unconnected murders taking place in Tokyo. It sort of starts off as like a police procedural whodunit type film, but they tell you who did it pretty early on. In this particular scene, the detective and suspect are having a conversation where, in which the suspect says that he sort of feels a kinship with the detective. And you can kind of see reality break down, and it's actually unclear whether the conversation is even happening or whether it's in the detective's head.
Okay, the conversation just went from conversation to he threw him against the wall.
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of mood shifts in this movie, which is also how I see it as being kind of similar to Parasite.
Let's move on. Let's go to the second thing that you're up to. What have you been listening to, maybe?
Yeah, so it's a remix of Kanye West's song Say You Will, which was originally on his 2008 album 808s and Heartbreak. And in 2015, he came out with this remix of the song that's just like completely different, where he collaborated with Caroline Shaw. She's this Pulitzer Prize winning musician, the youngest musician ever to win a Pulitzer Prize. And she's really interesting because she has this choral technique where it's sort of like her voice singing layered on top of it, like over and over and over again. So it's like a one person choir almost.
Why would she make calls out the blue?
Yeah, I remember this one. I do.
Now I'm awake, sleep for soon. Hey, 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 don't say you will.
I absolutely love this song. I listen to it almost every day.
Don't say you will.
I mean, now he's sort of known for his whole Sunday service thing, which is him reimagining all of his old songs as gospel tunes. And a lot of people don't really like it, either because they don't like gospel music or because they think it's sort of indicative of a lack of creativity. I mean, why go back and redo something you've already done when you can make something new? But I actually think it's really interesting that he is willing to return to these old songs over and over and over again and completely reinvent them. It's almost like each song is a platonic ideal, and then each new version that he makes of the song is like a reflection of that ideal. I've become sort of obsessed with this Netflix show called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. The third season just dropped pretty recently, and I watched it all in like 2 days.
You watched that and not Messiah.
Exactly. And the show is basically a reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which was on like in the 90s and early 2000s. And I grew up in like a pretty, you know, traditional household. And I'll tell you, I was given the hardest time for watching that show because
That was considered satanic in some way?
Yeah, because it's like a promotion of witchcraft. I mean, it's like for the same reason.
So for religious reasons,
yeah,
it came
exactly.
Down on you.
It's like, you know, I was given a hard time for reading like Harry Potter and that kind of thing too. And so I'm going to play you a clip from the original Sabrina because you'll see that it's just the lightest show in the entire world.
Why don't you guys go and I'll stay home with Salem?
Hey, the whole point of a family vacation is so I can get a vacation from the family. Please, I need some downtime.
How old were you when you were watching this?
I was like in middle school. Yeah, I was pretty young.
And you were sort of, you know, right in front of the TV, fists on chin.
Exactly.
Absorbed.
I thought that Salem was like literally the coolest cat in the world. I was just obsessed with this show. And so when I heard that this reboot was happening, I was interested. I just thought that I would check it out, especially because it's made by the same guy who produces Riverdale, which is another show that I quite like.
Sabrina.
Who are you?
So you have Sabrina, played by Kiernan Shipka, little
Show
Sally
yourself.
Draper from sure. Mad Men.
I heard you calling in the woods. And I came.
Ah, there's the cat.
Yes, now he's a cat. But it's a crazy show. It's about this group of witches who worship the devil. And the big twist is that Sabrina is not half mortal, half witch, as you've been led to believe, but actually half mortal, half demon. She is Lucifer's daughter.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a career turn.
Amazing. Well, these are, I would say this is our darkest pick three in a while.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Thanks. Tyler Foggett. Thanks so much.
You can find all of Tyler Foggett's writing on politics and a thousand other subjects at NewYorker.com.